Hey guys, this is Stephen Pine, Supercross champion Jeremy McGrath, and you are on the road with Dan and WGN. And if we get the victory on Thursday night, we are definitely breaking out the Bandito.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of the all-time greats in the world of motorsports, seven-time world champion, X-Game gold medalist, and the king of Supercross, the one and only Jeremy McGrath. Welcome to WGN.
Dane, hey, what's up?
Oh, it's going great. It's great to have you on, and I should have added that you are the current reigning champion of Moto Car Fight Club, and you are defending your title coming up this week.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a great week ahead. We have a big race this weekend in South Carolina at Traveler's Rest for Moto Car Fight Club 2.0 here. And yeah, defending champ, which was last year. And I'm excited to get the boys back together, and we have a good show ahead.
Now, this is, of course, so well-known and appropriately so for the motorcycles, the bikes, all that kind of stuff. The Moto Car Fight Club is, it's dirt late models is what it is. And so I wanted to ask you, in NASCAR, we cover a ton of that, and drivers are becoming more diverse in the ways that they race, the series they race. Talking with Kyle Larson this last week, he says he needs to race dirt track in order to be as sharp as he can in the stock cars. What's your thought on that? As a guy who has done a bunch of different racing off-road and, of course, on the bikes, do you feel that each one is totally different, or just racing in general keeps you sharp?
Well, I think racing in general keeps you sharp, but I think me having most of my lifetime of racing experience on two wheels, just recently over the last 10 years, I've spent a lot of time driving off-road and raced some short course off-road stuff there, even back in Chicago, raced some races. But, you know, driving a dirt late model is, I guess it all depends on the banking, right? Traveler's Rest course is super good. It's got a nice bank, which is good for a guy like me with some, because we're used to having some berms, something to lean on. But, you know, in racing in general, a lot of it's the same. It's just trying to figure out how to drive the vehicle or ride the motorcycle or just whatever you're driving. It's trying to figure out the vehicle and drive it at as close to 100% as you can drive without, you know, sort of crashing, right? So that's part of it. You just got to stay in the throttle, try not to smash yourself or smash anyone else, which unfortunately happens quite often. So you just got to avoid the chaos.
These are the pearls of wisdom from the mountaintop, from the all-time great, is avoid the chaos and try to avoid crashing if you can. And that is it. I think sage advice for everyone. In the last Moto Car Fight Club, you know, you beat your longtime rival, fellow legend, Ricky Carmichael. Now, he has raced a lot of people. We all know that he's raced the NASCAR Truck Series. You beat him. But did you feel going in, you know, having this be a little bit of an unknown, that maybe at least going in, he had a bit of an advantage?
You know, I didn't look at it like that, because I've been racing off-road and been racing trucks and stuff, and it's pretty similar. I mean, Ricky, I think I have as equal as much of experience in racing off-road or, you know, cars and stuff that he did. And we had a great race on the dirt. It was fun. On Chad Reed, myself, Brian Deegan was there. We all battled pretty hard. There was Justin Brayton. There was a couple kids and some other guys that were there. And we all actually had a really good race. And Ricky was really good at it, too. So just like on our dirt bikes, when we battled, we were battling in the cars. So I'm looking forward to a good battle this week, that's for sure.
Well, but you mentioned it, too, right? You're battling the situation, the cars, the track, and everything that can go on with that. Traveler's Rest Speedway, that is the one in South Carolina where you guys were at. It was the first one for a Moto Car Fight Club. It was new to everyone back then. Now you've got some new drivers in. And so talk a little bit about either the feedback, because everyone in racing that knows you guys, and that is absolutely everyone, saw what you did, saw what a great time you had. And what was some of the feedback? Were people just like, hey, I got to get in on that? Were people thinking you were crazy to do it? What were some of the things that you heard?
Well, I think Moto Car Fight Club 2.0 has been interesting, right? Because after everyone saw what we did on round one of this thing, of course, we had a bunch of drivers and riders and stuff that wanted to get in on it. This week's going to be exciting because now they're having three classes. And one of the cool things is my daughter, who's 15 and a half, she's been racing off-road. Now they're going to have a class for the kids, which is called the Future. So a lot of us that are racing, our kids are racing. So we get to see a little bit of that. You know, I think not a lot of people knew what to expect going into round one of this thing. But after that, it's become hugely popular. So if anyone hasn't seen it, they definitely need to tune in this Thursday night on the 18th. And man, it's just going to be a one awesome show for sure.
Yep. It's all on Fight TV. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all that. You mentioned the kids and the ways that they're experiencing. Now, you were one of those iconic guys that got in on the video game stuff early on, whether it was a Supercross in your video games or the off-road in your video games. What are your thoughts as a lot of different drivers in different series, all the way from Formula One, you know, NASCAR and all that, get in on the iRacing stuff? Is that something that you do? Because you've been a pioneer in that space, but now the quality is so good.
Yeah, you know what? It's an entirely new way to train or kind of just continue to practice your skill level and race against your buddies and race against people all over the world. So I have to be honest, I have not done it yet, but I know a bunch of people that do it. I know a bunch of drivers and their kids do it together. So it's been super cool, and I know that everyone's picking it up. I just I haven't really forced myself to get down and sit in the, you know, what do they call those things where you sit in the video game, get in the chair, and spend a lot of time doing that. I haven't done a lot of it, but I know you can practice a lot, and I know a lot of the NASCAR guys are doing it for
yeah.
sure.
Oh, you don't need to, right? You can do the real thing. You're like, oh, I like to keep it real.
I'm hey, doing... we have sunshine out here 300 and something days a year. I'm outside.
It is snowing here in Chicago, and so people, of course, it's going to be very nice in South Carolina, too, and we'll, of course, have links up at WGNradio.com for Fight TV and all that. So you mentioned some of the excitement that the drivers have had and some of the fun that you guys have had on the driver's side. I am sure that you have had friends, fans, family, maybe even yourself have checked out the video because you can watch it in perpetuity on Fight TV. But so for the fans, they're going to want to order this. Like, why should they order it? What is it they're going to see? Obviously, fans of yours and all those other legends are going to be excited to see you get out there and race. But what can they experience? What's it like on the show?
Well, I think the interesting part is, look, a lot of the guys that are competing in this, guys and girls, you know, we're all dirt bikers. Most of us, you know, it's dirt bike guys. People know what to expect when they see us on dirt bikes, but they don't know what to expect, and they're not 100% sure what they're going to see when we're racing cars.
Right.
You know, when we feel real protected with seat belts and a roll cage around us, and you know how everyone bangs bars on dirt bikes. This is taking it to another level if we need to, because we know we're protected. So you're probably going to see a lot of door slamming, a lot of roughing each other up, but a lot of laughs, a lot of fun, and you know, all of us, you know, we're not professionals at racing cars. We're just out here having some fun, and I think everyone will enjoy it, especially on Fight TV. I mean, they do such a good job. We got a lot of pre-laid interviews, a lot of talking to the people that are there and all the drivers and stuff like that. So it's a great show. So it's going to be much more interesting, I think, this time, because we got a really great group of guys, Langston, Brayton, Villopoto, I think, is doing it this time. There's some new guys, so it's going
to
be good.
It's a lot, and a lot of roundtable, too. So you guys get to sit back, kind of reminisce on the career, some of those great moments, and bringing it to it. You mentioned it's a friendly competition, but really is, and let the listeners know, we're talking with all-time great Jeremy McGrath. When you guys are getting, I don't care if it was like dominoes or if you're playing, you know, whatever you're playing, marbles, you guys are so competitive, right? And it is serious. Once you get out on the track, whether it's just for bragging rights, you want to win.
Well, you know what? Regardless of what everyone says, it is about winning. And I know it is about fun, and I know we're all older and retired and all that stuff. But at the same time, when we strap our helmets on, it's time to get after it. And we all want to kind of go away with the bragging rights of getting a victory. And let's just face it, I got a target on my back this time because I won the last one. So it's going to be a tough go. But I think I'm up for the challenge. Should be fun.
Jeremy McGrath, one of the all-time greats, reigning champion, Motor Car Fight Club and Motor Car Fight Club 2.0 coming up. He will defend his title on Fight TV coming up this week. And Jeremy, as we let you go, for people who want to keep up with your adventures, maybe some of the other cool things that you have in the works or are doing, where can they go?
Obviously, we keep up on the Instagram and Facebook and stuff, and it's just at Jeremy McGrath. So all the cool stuff and events and things we have planned are definitely on there. We'll be coming out with some Fight TV and some Moto Car Fight Club videos even today and kind of all week long. And it's going to be a great week because I get to race with my kid this race. So really looking forward to that, bringing the whole family back and checking out Traveler's Rest. And we're just going to make a trip of it. So check me out on Fight TV Thursday night. What's that, November 18th? It's the day before my birthday, so hopefully I can win this race and give myself a birthday present.
And then very last thing, so how are you going to celebrate with this? So let's say you win, you become a two-time champ. It is the eve of your birthday. I know that for El Bandito Yankee Tequila, you're going to break out the Bandito if you win. But when it comes to celebrating, like, how does a Jeremy McGrath celebrate victories? A little bit later in life, right, too, because you've been racing since you were a kid.
You know what? When you get older, you try not to have the birthdays, but this is a big one. This is the 50th, so I'm sure we're going to be busting out the tequila, especially if we get the victory. So let's worry about the victory first, and we'll have a little celebration afterwards.
Good luck, Jeremy. It's going to be great. Fans are going to love it. Again, we'll have links up, and good luck at Motocar Fight Club 2.0.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, and enjoy the show.